Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, that's a burn of ourselves. That's a burn of ourselves.
Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. That's, man, the night, like, this game ended an hour ago.
This game ended yesterday.
It was over a really long time ago. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge.
Let's go.
Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DNVR. You probably won all kinds of money tonight. How rich are we, Dev?
We made some money tonight.
Did we lose any money tonight?
We lost the lock.
We lost the
Aaron
lock?
Gordon, what happened? Didn't play. I don't know what happened, man. The guy was just out there fouling.
He was out there. He had a foul game.
Aaron Gordon, you... Let's keep going.
Yeah. But the Nuggets did not have a foul game. They got a very comfortable win tonight. I don't even know the score because my internet froze. 129-113. Absolute ass whooping. Help me break it all down. I got D-Line Co. here.
Let's go, guys. Hey, did you guys catch Jalen Green out there?
that was trash talk right there?
That was just a question.
You got more stuff ready, right? You're going to ramp up your trash talk.
Did you see it? He looked pretty good to me.
Was it his fault they lost tonight?
In a way, yes, it was.
17.7 assists for him. I've also got Black Sabbath's biggest fan. Biggest fan you ever seen, Superstar Dev.
That's me. That's me, man. Them Houston Rockets, boys.
Yeah.
First half team. They are good when it matters.
I'm not kidding, man. I really was impressed. You guys were sitting with me. I was so impressed. I was so impressed with the Rockets in the first half. I was like, man, this team really moves the ball well. It must have been the luckiest half they ever had in their life. Made every shot, and they made every pass, and I thought they were good.
They were shooting 45% from three in the first half.
Which is not that crazy. 45% is
as a team?
Yeah, but 45, I mean, that's hot, but that's not like, oh my God. It's just they were having a good half,
yeah.
But they were moving the ball so well.
Yeah, it was the way that they did it. They spread the floor out. They'd shoot the piss out of the ball. A lot of unselfish guys in Jalen Green, man. Like, it's they're going to be good if they ever try
That's
to
so
win
true,
games.
Man. It's
I'm telling
so
you, they should play like the Nuggets play. They should make Shingun the middle of their offense, but they won't do it because they got a bunch of hoopers.
All right, you guys want to do a fast recap?
Please. Make it very fast.
You guys always want it so fast. Absolutely no defense to start this game. Honestly, the first 5-6 minutes of this game were hilarious. Both teams scored every time. Honestly, do you guys remember that? Both teams scored every single time. Did I already lose you guys?
Oh, we're in the comments now.
Dude, it's the fast recap.
It's the fast recap.
We watched the game. We watched.
Yeah, Some people didn't. They want the fast recap. Both teams scoring at will. Jamal, 10 first quarter points. Some very nice finishes. It was a sign of things to come. You know who also had a great first quarter? Nikola Jokic. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He was on his way to a first half triple-double. Jamal absolutely cooking in the second. He had it going, man. I feel like this is such a great game. It's shaping up. We're going to talk a lot about Jamal. Shape it up to be the exact thing the doctor ordered for Jamal Murray. Get him cooking against a team that plays no defense. Nuggets, tried a couple different things. They played a little zone. They put some different guys out there. Nothing was working. Rockets, five out. They couldn't miss. They were absolutely on fire in the first half. And the Nuggets are only up 70-68, and it felt like one of those, oh, my God, the Nuggets are going to make this ugly, aren't they? We're going to have to sweat out the GD Rockets. Not the case in the third. Jokic opened it up with a three-pointer. First play of the second half. Woo. He comes in and just drinks. They're like, we're not going to – Şengün. By the way, Jokic and Şengün had a little jawing back and forth today. I don't know what that was about. I felt like it was a little contentious. Jokic drains a three. Then he drained another one. Then Murray drained a three. He got cooking. But then the one note I have on Jamal Murray was, third quarter, he's really got it going. He did get a little aggressive, I thought. Like, it is not a complaint. We want to see Jamal get going. If you're going to be a little too aggressive, might as well do it against the Rockets. But that third quarter, I did think there was a two or three possession stretch where I'm like, all right, Murray's just trying to put up 50 tonight. And whatever. Then Murray goes to the bench, Jokic and the bench players, and they just slam the door shut. Jokic finished the third quarter, guys. Tell me if this is a good stat line. 16 points on 7 of 7 shooting in the third quarter.
Dude, he was ridiculous.
Sambor shuffle?
He was in full FU mode. It was beautiful to behold. Shooting three-pointers.
He had two three-pointers and a long two.
And then the biggest FU Sambor I've ever seen in my entire life.
Why did he Sambor there? There was 7 seconds on the clock.
It was an FU.
Sambor. And then Jokic joined Jamal Murray with 30 points. It was the second time this year two Nuggets players have had 30 points in the same game. Happened zero times last year. That stat courtesy of Altitude Broadcast. Nuggets up 106-91 at the end of three. Ish Smith did some fun stuff in the fourth, as did Zeke Nagy. None of it really matters. All right, Dev, start us off. What's your big takeaway from tonight?
My big takeaway from tonight is Jokic knows everything. He said that it was going to take 20 games for Jamal Murray to suck.
I love this. Start it up.
And then this guy comes out and has a season-best game.
Yeah.
Who calls that? What kind of prophet is that? That he could just call out a game like that and just know
this,
exactly
I've
what
honestly
happened.
Said this before, Eric. I think that Jokic, like some people are like, he's an alien. I think he's a saint. I think there's something godly about
him. How can you be God and a saint?
It's, well, in God in three persons. You but probably don't know about the Holy Trinity.
But none of them are a saint. The saints are the ones that are looking at. You know what?
It doesn't
You're
matter.
You're right. He's great.
Don't argue the theology here. Kale, do you have that lined up? The can you play it real quick so the people know what Dev's talking about?
Dude, look at the clean sheet.
I love to play with him, of course. I know he's going to be really bad for the next 20 games, but we're going to survive. he's going to he will need to get in the rhythm. He will be inconsistent, but hopefully he's going to beat old Jamal, and he's going to be back on the track how he played before the injury.
So here's what's funny. When he said this, we all laughed. You saw the uncomfortable scrum laugh that happens with the media scrum. Everybody does that. Everybody laughed. Yoke was not joking, right? Have you seen that clip before, Eric?
Yeah.
Was he joking?
Hard to say. He has a wry sense about him. You never quite know.
He is very wry.
You never know if he's like quite going for humor, if he's above it all, if he's it's a language thing. But
you know
it
what
seems
I think
like
it is that he's not telling a joke. It's just funny. The truth is funny sometimes.
It is funny, but he's particularly reserved. You don't know if he's joking, but it did seem like he was a little bit because. But he didn't say. You know what? I actually forgot the question.
I think the random part is like a guy calling out another guy and saying he's gonna suck.
He's gonna suck.
First off, that means that you really think that I'm not playing. Like I'm not gonna be playing well for a while. And then to just nail the exact point. What if that is his like high for the entire year?
It's not. But yeah, you're right.
I mean, like that's just crazy for him to just be like, hey, this is when it's going to happen. Here's how it's going to happen. That's just the type of Jokic that we get. And then on top of that, Jokic played a little bit better than he did.
You think that's what happened? You think he was like, wow, is Murray going to lead the team in scoring? I don't think so.
Doubt it.
Doubt it. That's hilarious. Somebody on the timeline did say, though, Yoke's not a prophet. He just looked at the schedule. They played the Rockets. That's what is going to happen. I feel like that maybe is the accurate thing. No, in all seriousness, though, I'm telling you, Jokic really is good. There's too many of these. There's just too many of these where I feel like there's a purity to him that he just like God shines his light on him.
He does exist on a higher plane than the rest of us.
That's a good way to
put
it.
He's not like us. He doesn't understand us. He's annoyed by us, but he is benevolent towards us. We appreciate it. All we can do is bow our heads and say thank you, and I'll continue to do it. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Only us, we're complete assholes. Only we could turn Murray's best game into praise of Jokic.
Oh, no, not just us.
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
We are not alone.
Actually, I'll let you, before we get to the Murray, though, what's your big takeaway?
My big is
that Jokic is the same.
My big takeaway is that the Nuggets continue to be back. Like, we are going streaking. We are on the precipice of, like Dev said in the pregame, like, people are going to be like, oh, man, don't look now, Nuggets. But it's like, you just haven't been looking the whole time. Like, the Nuggets are this team. When they have the pieces in place, which apparently will be never again, they have a one-in, one-out policy with players. We can never get all of our guys in the same court at the same time. But man, when the primary pieces, Jokic and Murray, in place, like everything else just like makes sense. The other players just like seamlessly fill in around, and they have the right tool for every job. And I love to see it.
I love that, man. I love that. I kind of agree with you, though, about the streaking part. Let's get to that a little bit later. Let's really start the show off in earnest, though, and talking about Jamal, because here's the thing about Jamal. I think that he has the chemistry with Jokic has been there. These last couple games, man, I got pissed at him in the Detroit game. I stand by it. I was pissed at him. Yep. The Knicks game also, I was pissed at him. He was sick. He was starting to get sick, getting coming back from sickness.
But then he got refurbished.
But then he got refurbished, to your point. And the thing is those two games had disguised what was an upward trajectory, an ascension of Jamal Murray, if you will, that was preceding the injury.
I love our show is literally just...
Callbacks?
We just take every religious thing that there is and just co-opt it and assign it to the Nuggets. It's all about the ascension. Yeah. Jokic is a saint. You know what? No apologies. This is my one true religion. Anyway, please go ahead.
So anyway, he was ascending prior to the thing, and this was a continuation. These last two games have been a continuation of that, culminating with tonight, and it's the Houston Rockets, guys. Tonight's defense was really bad both ways in the first half, but in the Houston Rockets were laughably bad on defense. They were laughably atrocious there. And so I want to couch a little bit of this with Jamal. I'm not trying to take anything away with it from him, but to me, I thought these were the perfect games because you get home, you get two nights rest coming into it, then you're just at home for a large period of time. And I did think this was going to be the time when we saw him, and his footwork has been elite. His chemistry and timing with Jokic in the two-man game has been elite. The only thing he's been missing, his jumper a little bit, although his jumper's been pretty good, his jumper a little bit, and his quickness.
Yep.
Tonight, I don't know if it was just bad defense, Dev, but both of those things he seemed to have going, in that he looked quicker, he was getting to his spots, he was getting to the rim when he wanted, and then he was knocking down the three.
I mean, the confidence is completely back, like all the way, where he feels like he can go at whoever is in front of him. And he feels good enough to take whatever shot there is out there. Step backs, up and unders. His ability to just score on guards in the post, like with his footwork. Like that just goes to, and shows the separation. For me, it was the two-man game where he's like the lead guy now. And Jokic is going out of his way to try to find him and get him going in that way. I feel like earlier in the year, it was more so about just letting Jamal feel like he can get back to Jamal. Now it's back to him being Jamal in the Nuggets offense where they're running it through him. And then Jokic is being like the secondary guy where he could, you know, take over at a lot of times.
And he took over when Murray went out. He's like, all right, I'll score 12 points in a row. Yeah,
I'll get back to myself. And that is the chemistry that they truly did need, because what we've been seeing is Jokic taking over when Jamal is out and MPJ is out. That's when we saw Jokic at his most aggressive. But for him to have another aggressive game, and then also Jamal to have an aggressive game here, this game meant a little bit more. Not because Houston is just such a bad offense, but it was like, hey, this is a play that we could just rinse and repeat and just put into a cycle. And you've been seeing that they've been doing that in the last couple of games. First it was with Aaron Gordon. Now it's with Yoke. And they're just going to be able to just continue with that. So just seeing Jamal be able to get into that groove that, you know, has been missing since he's been out.
Yeah, man.
That's just great to see.
See, my feeling on Jamal is like he's got his feet underneath him now. He's got his, like, he is confident. He's quietly confident. But, like, the next stage for Jamal is to get that killer part of his game back, that bubble 50-point killer Jamal. Like, he was trying to do it a little bit tonight. And when he's like really rolling, it doesn't feel like he's pressing. He just hits everything.
Yeah.
But like at this moment, it's just like little steps, like getting back and back and back and back, because the level he was at when he went down was, well, that's not true. The level he was at Well, no, in the bubble.
No,
the level
no,
he was at,
no. You're wrong about this. When he
wasn't
down,
at bubble level because he started the year
slow.
He had
slow, the 50-point game with no free throws and only what, three misses or something like that.
Was that season?
That was right before he got hurt. I'm telling you, he was at that level. He was starting to play bubble level basketball. Like for, I mean, condense it to the regular season where it's fewer minutes. But.
Yeah. Well, so the thing with Murray is that he's always like starts off in some way like slow, and then he gets there, and like his demeanor changes. He's like one of those Pokemans you guys like.
Is that? He was
starts
like
off like all cute, and then he gets killer, more of a killer. Is that right, Kale? I haven't
actually checked it.
Okay, cool.
Just go with it. Like, we're going to know to call you out. So then it begs the question, is Jamal back?
So back, dude.
You think he's so back?
He's so back. He is still there's.
Is he going to be a 20-point per game scorer?
There are levels to this, but he is back in a big way. Like
that level, though, 20-point per game scorer from here forward.
Yes. Yep.
Do you think so, Dev?
I think he's pretty close. I think he's close there. I want to see it against a good team. Yeah. Like, that's the only thing is we haven't seen this type of performance against a really good team or a guy that's really just going to be aggressive with them and, like a real starter type of guy. But as far as like his confidence and his ability to score, like I think that it's there and we're getting as close as we have ever been. Like he's close to back.
So last time we saw him, he was a 21-point per game scorer on 48% shooting, basically. You combine threes and twos. Right now he's at 16.5. I mean, that number is going to be low all year because he's going to be towing this low start. But he's at 42%. So he's basically about 3 to 5% below his average of the previous three seasons. But to me, I look at it and I go, I actually do think he is back. And I'm with you. He's not bubble back. He's not back like he was right before he got injured at the back half of that year where he's really turning it on. He's not there because he has to be quicker.
Yep.
But he is there on timing. He is there. His mind is there. I'm telling you, I did the list today for DNVR Diehards. And on there was a bunch of Jamal stuff. And it was pointing out Jamal's reading the game. This is one of the things that I think... Because players have extended their careers now in the modern NBA, in modern sports, I mean, what's Tom Brady, 45 years old? Your mind doesn't slow down in your late 30s.
Mine did.
Your mind slows down maybe later on in life, 60s, 70s, 80s, but your body slows down, but your mind doesn't. And what I think is happening a lot, I know Murray's young, but what I think is happening a lot in today's NBA, you see a Curry, you see a LeBron, you see these guys that are playing their best basketball late in their career. You just get smarter and smarter and smarter. And Jokic has been smart to begin with, although Jokic's also getting smarter and better at reading the court.
He's done been smart.
But Murray, to me right now, is a very smart offensive player, like with Jokic in particular. Just he reads what the defense is doing. He knows what plays to call or how to, like, oh, they're doing that and we run this play.
Yeah.
This is how I read it or whatever. And those two guys are just exist on a plane. I mean, the offense tonight, I know this was a bad defense. The offensive rating tonight, according to Cleaning the Glass, 132.
Jesus Christ.
That's 95th percentile for an individual game. I mean, and we're seeing this every night right now with the Nuggets, that they're just always kind of in this when they have their guys.
Yeah. My feeling on Jamal is that probably he's getting out of his head a little bit to be able to play in his head, right?
Like
he's
that's great.
He's not thinking about his body as much. Like, that just clearly, understandably so. Like, you know, it starts off, he's thinking about his knees, thinking about this, whatever, like... And he's just getting to that place where you just stop thinking, you just start playing. Like, it's just, you could just see a quietness to his approach. He's not, early on, like when a player comes in and they're moving too fast, they're trying too hard. He's just like, the way that Jamal has been the last two games, like you just see, it just looks right. It just looks like
it does look right.
A guy that, is no longer attempting to like remind you that he is the guy. Like, he just is being the guy. Like, It's incredible. He's back. Like, I'm fully convinced he's back.
I like the step back threes that he's taking right now. Like, that's just like a new addition. But also a weird thing that like I liked in this game specifically is he was on the ground a lot today. Like, he's falling and stuff like that, and he just gets right back up and he's back to playing. It's not like you're holding your breath like we did, and you're like especially like MPJ whenever he goes down. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It just feels like Jamal is like okay whenever he goes through anything.
Yeah.
And just my confidence in him not being injured when he gets up is up.
I don't even ever think about it. I mean, I think, like you said, every time Michael Porter Jr. does everything, I'm like,
Yeah.
Jamal, I
probably
forgot
his lanky
that he was hurt.
Body.
Yeah, yeah. He's just, yeah. Well, and it's like, It's a whole, but yeah, I don't remember that he was injured. I just am like, well, it's a slow start for Murray. He's gonna like the standard, and like he just looks, he's got that look, baby.
You guys, before we head to break, I want to tell you it is Cyber Monday. Today is literally the best day of the year for you to become a DNVR diehard. It's the best day of the year for you to get to buy merch at the merch shop. Everything is on sale. And actually, it's the last day, right?
It is the last day.
Cyber Weekend. We had Black Friday, then Cyber Weekend, now Cyber Monday.
We don't like to do deals. I'll say that.
Like, I don't like to do deals at all.
Because it's like devalue, whatever. But right now, we're trying to move some things. We're trying to get some DNVR merch out into the world. We want to reward people that have been with us. And
Been riding with us.
If you are a diehard, there are shirts. There are literally shirts that are a dollar. 90% off is not even like accurate. We just couldn't do the math to figure out what it actually was.
We couldn't do the math. But then
if you're a diehard, you get 20% off on top of that. So you can get a shirt for literally less than you could buy that much fabric for.
But here's what's cool. So we have our takeover in less than 2 weeks now. It's a week from Saturday, our next takeover. And by the way, there's only a couple days left to buy. If you wait and buy tomorrow, it's going to be more expensive. I'm telling you right now. And there's a great deal right now where if you're a diehard, you can do two takeover tickets for $150. So that could either be two for this upcoming one, or it could be one now, one later, because you're going to be on both. And here's the thing about it. Or maybe you just buy like four or six or something like that, and you get a deal on it. But here's the thing about this upcoming one, which, by the way, is against the Utah Jazz, will be a very good game. Woo! It's already bigger than our last one. We're going to have two buses for sure.
I love it.
And then our January one is going to be our biggest one yet. We have people flying in from out of state for that one. It's going to be really great. So if you're thinking about going on the party buses, it's a great way to meet people. We had people in the bar tonight all week, actually. You know what I love?
Dude, I love it.
I forget Thanksgiving that people always fly in to come and say hi to us. We always get people from out of town on Thanksgiving.
I love that they come in not to see their families, to say hi to us.
That's what I love as well.
That's why they've flown in.
It's open enrollment time for individual health plans now through January 15th. That's only a month and a half away. Denver Health Medical Plan offers Elevate Exchange plans available on the Connect 4 Health Marketplace with great benefits and affordable plan choices. You can also call direct at 303-602-4912 and sign up online at denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Elevate Exchange plans have options for individuals and families looking for cost-effective quality health insurance for those who might not get coverage through their employer or who might be self-employed and need to get coverage. All Elevate Exchange plans include adult dental and vision at no additional cost. Plus, this year, they're offering lower monthly premiums than any plan currently available on the marketplace. They've also added new mental health benefits for your regular copay. So give them a call, 303-602-4912. Or visit the exchange at denverhealthmedicalplan.org. That's denverhealthmedicalplan.org. And don't forget, open enrollment runs from November 1st to January 15th. And if you enroll by December 15th, you have your coverage begin on January 1st. So get on that today.
There's nothing worse than walking around in this world knowing that if something happens to you, you're not only screwed from like a physical standpoint, like your finances are going to take a hit. Yeah, just over you. Like, just get the coverage.
I also want to tell you, game on Wednesday night, the Nuggets play the Rockets again. You got a repeat of this one. You never know. Maybe Jamal Murray goes for 40 in that one. Hopefully Bones Highland gets back will be great. You know, maybe Michael Porter. I kind of less optimistic about that one. But Bones, you get tickets right now for like $14. There were Nuggets tickets on sale today for $14. That's cheaper than we got tickets to go in Serbia and watch the soccer game and the basketball game in Serbia. Game Time, the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever for you to score deals on tickets, sports, concerts, and shows. And you guys know, best of all, you just have to click the description of the show. There's a link right there. It says Game Time. You click on that. You could set an alert. If there is a game for Wednesday and you're not sure if you're going to go, set a little alert and it'll give you a little ding. Guess what? New ticket on sale, $4.
Oh, new ticket dropped.
New ticket, because it's supposed to snow, so you could probably get some really, really good tickets last minute.
Oh, man.
What do you think about that, Dev? You excited for the snow?
I just remember it.
Just remember this. If you guys love us, you're going to love Game Time. Check them out. Over 15 million people have downloaded.
Even if you don't love us,
even if you don't love us,
you don't tie this to us.
Yeah, of course. Don't let that determine it. All right, guys, back here. Segment two. Let's talk about Nikola Jokic. Mm. Let's talk about what he looked like tonight. And I really, in particular, want to talk about Alperen Şengün.
Yes.
Because I love Şengün's game. People say he's like a mini Jokic.
Yeah.
You know what he is?
Like a microscopic Jokic.
Like this. It's so disrespectful. He's actually more of a Boris Dio.
Oh, God damn it.
He really is. He's like, you know, am I wrong, Dad?
You know who else is like a Boris Dio? Adam Morris. You know who else is like a Boris Dio? I don't know.
Nobody else. Nobody else on earth. Just the three of us.
Just them.
Honestly, I feel like he's more of a Boris Diaw, Alperen Şengün. But Jokic, for whatever reason tonight, I don't know. Şengün has said his idol is Jokic.
Yeah.
And Jokic treats him like, I don't want idols. Like, honestly, he kind of was rude to him tonight.
He was kind of rude. But also what I think happened was Şengün had a quick start and a hot start where Jokic was like, okay, I really have to try against this guy. First off, I already feel like there's that, you know, the European ties where you have to, like, just, you know, show up those type of guys.
You think so?
But then, yeah, I feel like Jokic was, and it wasn't like an actual pissed off, but it was like a, okay, let me show him who I am type of game. And, I mean, it showed for some good basketball. It got him being aggressive. It got Jokic to shoot three-pointers. Yeah. When, you know, we don't see those type of things. He had a Sambor shuffle for no reason whatsoever. And just like a lot, like really aggressive in this game. I loved it, like for real. And just to see Şengün, like at least try to battle him. Like, you know, there's like those guys that just kind of get destroyed and you just like fight back. I feel like Şengün like hit first and then like tried to actually challenge him.
Which I respect though. Yeah, that's exactly the thing.
That's what I'm saying. He really did.
He really did, man.
Play hard.
Jokic scored on him, and he came down and took him and then scored on Jokic. And I was kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there was the point in the game where Jokic just was like, okay, look, let me show you who I am and who you are.
Yeah.
And that's where there's that separation. But it'll get there one day, and you root for a guy like that. He's a competitor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he just brings that skill set. It's just like a pure European skill set of like the way big men being used the way that they are there, like and he's just, I don't know, like they're just not put in a box the way that I assume American players are, because American big men don't play like this. And they Şengün has the touch, he has all of the, like, if not for Jokic, you'd be like, my god, like this guy is so impressive. But he just does look like a little baby Jokic.
He does look like a little one. What do you make of Jokic taking threes tonight?
I called it on the pregame, so I think it was exactly what I saw coming. He does that with anybody he tries to pull out. Like, Şengün was giving him a bunch of space.
Usually it's guys you pull out because they're rim protectors, though. Yeah, but he's not a rim protector.
But he was still clogging up the paint. Like, he just also wasn't respecting Jokic's...
He wasn't respecting... That might have actually been what it was.
That's what it is. He was just like, all right, kid, like... Give me space. Let's see what it looks
it's
like.
It's disrespectful when no one guards
you.
Yeah,
also, I
think
that, like, how Jokic and Jamal Murray are setting up the two-man game, if you don't step out there, he's open, and he's just sitting there at the top of the key, which is, like, you know, the easiest three-pointer in basketball. But Jokic has to take that to just make the guys move a little bit more. And it was great. Like, I want him to go back to being able to be unguardable. We're knocking down threes, and now they have to step out. You can blow by them. And we just got to see him open his game a little bit more.
Aaron Gordon had 4 points in 14 minutes tonight. He took the night off, which is good. I don't think he wanted to, and I'm sure he was like a little frustrated with himself. But guess what? It's nice that he got a night off of rest. Like, 14 minutes is a good workout where you also get rest. So, like, Aaron Gordon is going to get to a little bit of – and it's good. Every 20 games or so, good teams get to do this where you get just to take some nights off and save your legs. And that's what happened. Bruce Brown had a pretty unremarkable night as well. He had 12 points on 4 of 10 shooting, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. And then KCP had 8 points. So, like, very unimpressive night from the starter. So let's skip them over, unless you guys have a note on any of them.
No, I was just going to say, like, with those guys, I just wish that they didn't play, if that was the case. Like, let them rest. Like,
no.
Let them, actually, I think that they should. There's no point of just being out there and just going through the motions, especially a guy like Aaron Gordon. Like, he went 2 of 3 from the field. So it wasn't like a bad game. And also, you go out, he had 4 fouls, and then you decide to sit him. Like, they just, like, they didn't put him in at all. You might as well let him just go foul out if that's the case, if you want him to just still play and things like that.
Well, but just
13 minutes only, 14.
I think that's good,
just,
though.
Yeah, but it's also just like Jamal Murray was doing enough. Jokic was doing enough. Those guys didn't have to do anything. I'm kind of with Adam. It's sort of like, you know, like, what do we do?
They got to practice, like a light practice.
I wouldn't be mad if Aaron Gordon just sat on Wednesday.
Well,
the Rockets don't want to win.
They don't want to win. You're right about that part. What you did end up getting, though, you got – this was a good Davon Reed night. He went 3 of 6 from the three-point line. He actually was a team high plus 20. He got 9 minutes. He did, though, however, take Christian Brown's minutes. I do feel that we now have Davon Reed over Christian Brown firmly in the rotation, which is what happened to start the year. Then we went to Browntown for a little bit. Christian Brown, very promising. And now we're right back there. Like, for whatever reason, Brown is back in the doghouse. I didn't notice anything that stood out, like, egregious over these last few games. He's made mistakes. But it hasn't stood out that much to me in terms of like, wow, he needs to be out. But he does appear to be out. Are you bothered at all?
No, it's just rookie stuff. It's literally just rookie stuff. Like he get like the amount of time he got is honestly more shocking than the fact that he's not getting it
early
like,
on. You're saying,
yeah, like he just you know he's a rookie. Like we go through this over and over and over. This is how. Let me introduce everybody to Michael Malone. There's no ultimate right answer here. It's what Michael Malone believes the rotation should be. He never plays rookies. He didn't want to play Christian Brown before. Christian Brown was playing well, but it's not like, to me, it's like he wouldn't play well enough that it's like a sticking point that I want to, like, I'm like, oh, why can't we get him? I'm just like, okay, cool. He comes in, he looks good. Like, his time is in the future. Like, this is not his time.
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys that go to war for Christian Brown minutes. Like, I just don't. He's a rookie. It's early in the season. I was a little bit shocked when Houston in that first half was going all out, spreading guys out and, you know, just shooting the hell out of the ball. I was shocked that he wasn't, like, in earlier if you wanted to try to stop the bleeding in some type of way. I feel like he's, like, an athletic guy that can, you know, at least compete and run guys off of the line. But, again, it's early in the season and he's a rookie. Him playing a lot of minutes would have been the shocker.
That'd be bad, dude.
That would be the shocker.
We don't want that. That's bad.
Blacko, I thought, had an underwhelming game today. Like, after three straight great ones, he didn't really do anything that was like... I mean, he didn't have a bad game, but he had 0 points in 19 minutes. He did have 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals.
I will say, like, Jokic and Murray took the air out of this game. Like, they left,
they were so great.
It was like, what are we doing? Like, everyone's just like... It just turned into just like
there was like 9 minutes throwing in the ball.
Yeah, they were like, Ish Smith was shooting. Like, everyone was just doing whatever the hell they wanted. Made no sense. The Rockets didn't even bring their starters back in.
Who do you want to see though? Like, I mean, here's the thing: Ish Smith played great tonight. He had 2 of these one-handed reverses, which are becoming the first one he did was absolutely absurd.
Oh yeah,
like it was like he was running away from the basket, threw it over his head like it meant to do it, and he just like drained it.
Just super deceptive. There's nothing that you can do against that type of speed, and you don't know it's coming either. Yeah. And he just kept running once he did it, too. Just, like, super fast. I thought he was never going to, like, miss.
yeah, what did he go tonight? Let me see. 5 of 9. So 8 assists.
Oh, man. I put on Twitter what I thought was a fun joke.
Yeah.
There's a little truth in it. the ASCII meme where he's hiding behind a brick wall, a tiny little take at the bottom.
I remember that from 2014.
Eric asking, is Ish Smith better than Monte Morris? Man, are my comments.
They did not like that, huh?
I have Mario pulling a gun on me.
Mario pulled a gun on you, huh?
A lot of delete this, a lot of kill yourself. I guess we like Monte better.
He was Mr. Nugget, man.
I didn't say is he a better person. I'm sure he's a basketball player. Listen, maybe I was wrong. I don't know.
You move on so quickly. Moves on so good. Just remember that, Dev. That if something were to happen to you,
yeah, Dev is like
immediately replaced. I've seen this before. Yeah. I didn't even move on. I just wasn't there for a little bit.
For one day,
I came back and I was like. What? We're not best friends anymore?
Nope, dude. I moved on, dude. I'm friends with Ish Smith. That's my guy.
So Ish Smith, I mean, he was great. Honestly, like, I'm going to be so curious when Bones comes back and Michael Porter comes back and Jeff Green, really, later on. But I'm just going to be so curious to see who's in and who's out. Like, is Ish in? Ish has been so good. And honestly, the thing that about Ish is it doesn't look like Vlatko Chantra's had this good run. And I love Vlatko. I don't know. Like, some of the stuff... You're not sure is he going to make threes all the time? Is he always going to shut down a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander caliber player? I don't know. Like, he deserves an opportunity to find out, but I don't know. Ish, the stuff he does, I'm like, yeah, that's what he does. He breaks down the defense, gets to the lane, and makes good passes.
And it literally has never missed a shot in an NBA game that I've watched.
The mid-range when the clock's running out is like...
I said this before. Like I said, do you guys... like I. If you watch opposing broadcasts, all they do is they're like, oh, man, remember when Ish Smith... cooked the Pacers. Remember they cooked the Celtics? He's cooked every team. He's cooked the Nuggets many times.
DeAndre Jordan also, I thought, played great tonight in his 19 minutes. He had 8 points and 10 rebounds, which is big. 10 rebounds in 19 minutes. And he was a plus 11. And I had somebody like, and it's somebody I think I interact with a lot on Twitter, you know, is always in the mentions. I said something about, somebody asked, why is DeAndre Jordan in there? And I said, well, Houston's the number one offensive rebounding team, so you want to have a good rebounder. And somebody said, if he could rebound, why has he changed teams every year for the last 4 years? Well, he can rebound. He actually has the best rebound rate on all of the Nuggets. Better than Jokic's rebound rate. He grabs more available rebounds than any other Nugget. That's the you could criticize his fit or this or that. The one thing you can't criticize is that he rebounds. Jeff, DeAndre Jordan's a great rebounder.
At times.
Yeah. I mean, he's a professional in this one because he's went from DNP to going right back into the role and
great
playing
point.
Hard. Grabbing every single rebound. And that, man, when Bruce Brown threw it to him.
That was
momentum.
That
like,
was
for sure.
Ish Smith.
Ish Smith threw him that oop?
Yes.
Oh, that was crazy.
The greatest Nugget of all time, Ish Smith.
Yeah, but DeAndre Jordan, like, at times, you know, looks good. And this was like one of those moments that he looked good and did exactly what they needed him to do, try to get Houston off of the boards. And his minutes were good. Like, that second unit was good with him in it in this game.
Are we ever going to have anybody from the arena?
Do we know? Did they go?
Yeah. Did they go to the game? Oh, you're right, man.
I've only seen one on my timeline.
Would you text one of them to see if they knew there was a game tonight? This is why you have this is why you get veterans. This is why you get DeAndre Jordan. He doesn't care. He's set. He's played. He started. Him having DNPs, like, he's like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, I'm still getting paid, right? And then he has a game, he comes back, and he's great. Like, so that's what you get, man.
Yeah. They're waiting for Yoke. Wins in the locker room. All right, well, we'll see. We might have, like, a very busy third segment. Let's take an early break here because I do want to do a quick stonk report at the end of all of this. But first, got to tell you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook. You guys know them. They're the app that makes money for us. Isn't that right?
Well, they would have made money
Isn't
for me if
baseball season?
We would have made money for me if Aaron Gordon didn't take the night off.
Oh my God, I'm seeing something I hate.
Bruce Brown wearing a Red Sox jersey.
Hate.
Is it baseball season?
No,
it's not.
Is it baseball season?
I don't know.
The NBA is heating up. There's so many unknowns. When I'm looking to get in on the action, you know where I go, fellas, according to this ad read and also truth. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet just $5. Pre-game money line on any NBA team, and you get $150 in free bets if they win. It's such a great deal. You can also check out the stepped-up same-game parlays where they give you a little bonus on every single leg that you add. The more legs you add to the parlay, the bigger the reward. So download the app right now. Sign up and use promo code DNVR. Place $5 pre-game moneyline bet on any NBA team to win. You get $150 free in bets if they do win. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. You know where those are, right in the description of the show. Lastly, but certainly not leastly, I want to tell you guys about Athletic Greens and D-Line's gorgeous fingernails.
Dude, have you ever seen better looking? I mean, I should trim them, but beyond, have you ever seen structurally more beautiful fingernails?
I never have, but I'll tell you a real thing, though. I told you guys that for Thanksgiving, I had some unhealthy tendencies. Around,
yeah, you said you had fat kid tendencies.
Fat kid, those came out. But guess what? Since then, this is how I always go. Since then, you sit down and you go, you know what? I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to have some Athletic Greens first. Then I'm going to hop in the shower. Then I'm going to have my coffee. Oh. All right? Then I'm not going to have anything else till about 10 o'clock as it was today. I had
classic
the Bones Island for
binge
lunch.
And purge
I was so
tendency.
Hungry later. I had to have the Bones Island, which is salmon. It's healthy. A little side salad. But I'm telling you, I start the day with Athletic Greens. Always makes me feel good, especially like after you've been eating like bad. You're like, I got to change my life. Athletic Greens, you just eat it every day and you just feel better. Honest to God, this is the
I
truth.
Know, dude.
Even you feel better.
Even if it was like... Absolutely. What do you call that when it's medicine that's not actually doing it?
Yeah, it's a placebo.
Even if this was placebo effect, it's not because look at these goddamn fingernails. Yeah. You tell me these aren't real.
75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. So check them out. You guys know we're all about Athletic Greens here. Guys, why don't I hand you some of these arrow cards for you to go? Mm-hmm. I want to go a little stonk report. A little stonk report with you guys, okay?
Yeah, Jesus.
A little stonk report. We're 20 games into the season. I just kind of want to know who you think is trending up, who you guys think is trending down.
Oh, boy. I just want to hold on to this down air for me. I won't be needing it.
Oh, wow.
I already know the first
Let's
person.
Let's start with Jamal Murray.
Can my arrow be blue?
Honestly, how much though? Like, because here's the thing: he was bad 2 games ago.
Yep.
But that we just throw those out, right?
Dude, this is how actual stocks work. The stock market crashed 2 days ago.
This one right here, for real, is through the roof.
I agree, like, man. I actually really agree with this.
First off, it's game 20. So everybody seen it coming. I say everybody, I meant me, Black Sabbath, and Jokic. Seen this coming. Oh,
you guys did.
And Jamal just looks back. He looks back. He looks like he's ready to take over at any time. He can score whenever it is he wants to, inside and out, and he can run the offense at times if he wants to, not over dribble and take a lot of crazy shots.
Dude, we had the whole game was colored by us calling out the other side as to who had better footwork, Jokic or Jamal Murray.
This really did happen. It was contentious.
Yeah, I was like, oh, look at that. Excellent footwork from Nikola Jokic. And then you guys would be like, oh, it looks like Jamal Murray did some excellent footwork and turned it over.
You teetered, though. Don't act like you were like, oh, man, that buzz footwork.
Well, I mean, it was really good. They're both good. They're great players.
They really are great players. I do think he's trending way up. He's up. You know, his field goal percentage is still a little bit low, but he's up to 17.3 points per game. He's just crawling up. And I do agree it's going to go up. All right, let's get to the big fella, the reigning two-time MVP, Nikola Jokic.
I'm going to go down. Just kidding. I'm going up.
This is an easy one. We're getting the easy ones out of the way here. Wow, he's off the honestly, though, here's my thing. Eric, you're doing this out of screen or whatever. I honestly think Jokic is playing at his top level.
I don't think he's at his top level. It's just he's just playing at the top NBA level.
I mean, he's been at that level, I'm saying. Yeah, but he's not, like, some people are like, you know, he's starting this or he hasn't been. No, I think, honestly, Jokic is as in control of a basketball game as he has been at any point of his career.
You're probably right.
I think he wanted the score tonight to be.
It's just he didn't.
I think he was like, I want it to be 129-113 tonight.
Yeah, that's true. There's just different Jokic modes, and I guess it just comes down to what you value. Like, you can get into the mode where Jokic is like, I'm going to score 40 points tonight. And we haven't, like, gotten there, maybe save one game this year. But he has been just – he's had, like, the most in-control stat sheet don't tell the whole story games that I've seen anybody have.
He's up to 23 points per game, though.
It's true. But, I mean, like, Jokic literally, if he wanted to, could shoot – 60%.
He's shooting 62%.
Yeah, he could
shoot worse.
But I mean, he could do that on volume. Like, but he's doing it like, you know, he'd go 7 for 7 and whatever. Like, he could, if he really wanted to go like Jalen Green on everybody and just shoot every time he got the ball, like, he could score 100 points a game if he wanted to.
Dev?
I think he's in cruise control. I don't even think that he's close to like being at his top level. But I think that he controls the game in such an easy way that it comes easy for him. So I think that he could certainly reach a different level on both ends of the floor where he's just dominating completely. But now I just feel like he's just doing it in the most simple way possible.
Conserving energy while going. Here's the thing about Yoke. Who do you guys think leads the NBA in plus minus per game? Not net rating. Just you're on the court. Plus minus per game. Who do you think is leading all of the NBA?
Jalen Green.
It's of course
you stole my goddamn joke.
It's of course the rating MVP. It's Nikola Jokic at 9.7 points per game, which is crazy to think about. Jokic, you just know he's going to play most of the minutes, and you're going to win by 9.7. That's going to go up. Spoiler alert: next game is going to go up even more. He is now second in the NBA behind Jason Tatum. Who's played three more games, by the way. He's at plus 163. Jason Tatum's at plus 169. But again, Jokic has played three fewer games than Jason Tatum, so less opportunity. He's ahead of Steph Curry now. So to me, I look at this and I go, no, man, he's in control. It's a level of control when you can win the way you want. You could win other ways. He could win with 27 points per game. He's winning the way he wants. All right. Let's go next one, too. KCP, stonk up or down?
Here we go. Am I doing this right?
I'm gonna say it's down.
He was so good.
Was so good in the first like 10 games, and he plateaued a little bit. And I feel like he's not in a slump, but he is like maybe he's on cruise. He's like in the veteran, like, oh, we're good, and they don't need me to be that great.
Yeah, I love it. Right, like I love it. That's exactly who we want. This is like why everyone would get mad at Will Barton all the time, and he'd be like, because this is the different. Like those two players are comparable in a lot of ways, but like KCP doesn't have that thing where he just like decides he's going to shoot and like will dribble the air out of the basketball and you know, end up taking a bad shot.
Three of four in 23 minutes.
Three of four in 23. Like, he is just like, all right, I have a role to play. Here I am. Like, if you want to find me in the corner, I'm surely will knock down the three, but feel free to just take it yourself. I'm fine. Like,
let's get through the starting lineup, then we'll go to vote.
Hold on real fast. Yeah. I think that with KCP, like, he does not – he gets out of the way. Like, that's what's so exactly. great about him. He's never the guy that's going to make you lose the game. And also, I think he's, like, a top three, like, shooter in the NBA right now.
He still
like,
is.
Statistic-wise.
He went 2 of 3 tonight.
So, like, you know what? He makes it a little bit easier for him. But, like, everybody gets to, like, it's sitting around him for sure.
Dude, I forgot to send this to you guys. When I was looking at the ESPN preview of this game, it had, like, its little, like, the little paragraph explaining. They're like, the Denver Nuggets come into this leading the league in three-point percentage shooting, led by DeAndre Jordan, who is shooting 100%.
Hey, really?
Yes.
Just an automated thing. I was like, hell yeah. So, that's crazy.
I'm like, yep, they nailed it.
They nailed it.
How do they keep doing this?
How do they do it, man?
Those experts.
Bruce Brown.
You know what? I'm going to ding.
Ding. Who went down? You went down, Dev?
I don't know.
God damn,
you don't
Dev.
Know, do you?
I don't know.
Dude, how much haterade did you drink downstairs?
So much haterade, dude.
Why do we sell that? I just don't know.
He's buying it. I don't know why we sell it.
I'm not high on him. I'm not low on him. I just feel like he's just kind of like there too. I do like when he runs the offense, like when it's just like him at point guard. I love that. But like when he has to fit in with the other guys, I feel like he goes invisible at times where I don't see those same type of highlight plays and defensive. Like, I feel like he should be a lot more defensive, and I don't see those type of plays from him where he just like, hey, I'm going to get in front of this guy and just lock him down.
Brown.
I think that's what throws me off. But, like, I love having him on the floor. I love when he's playing. And, you know, things just seem to go right around him. Yeah. I just think I expected a little bit more defensively.
Oh man, what does this guy got to do? He's been incredible for us. He's suffering from KCP-itis, where he just has started off so incredible, and now like he's not standing out every game, but he's still incredible.
He's filled in for Michael Porter. Like,
he's looked great. Like, he's looked incredible.
That's why he's up for me, is because he's filled in. Yes, the lineup.
He's up because he just is like, he just my man can't be down.
Last starter from tonight. I think we'll all agree on this one. Aaron Gordon. Not a great night tonight, but you know what?
What?
God damn! He didn't play well tonight.
That's why
he lost me the money.
He lost the money.
I just can't believe he had that type of game.
AG.
No, really. Like the last couple of games, he's been incredible. Like truly, I think that he earned a night off. really, because of how he's been playing lately, and you just want him to just continue to be energetic, to continue to play as hard as he has. And that was going to be too easy for him. He just needs to just rest right now.
Yeah,
I'm all the way up on him.
Man, just tonight, he went from second leading scorer on the team to fourth.
Jesus. Really?
Yeah, well, him, Michael Porter, and Jamal Murray all score the exact same amount of points, which is really cool.
That is
feature,
cool.
Not a bug. All right, live from Ball Arena, we're going to welcome in now Brendan Vogt himself, who's done talking to Michael Malone, as well as some other players. Look at that watch. Oh, he's leaning up. He's got nice. Dude, did you get the nice setup?
Mr. Nice.
Did you buy that in? Did you buy that in Serbia?
I did, yeah, so it doesn't count.
Oh,
it
you got the
very cheap.
The microphone, too. You sound so good. You sound as good, great, as you look.
Unless, are you talking into that watch?
Do we see his elbow? This is like,
this is, man, so sexy.
He is on top of it. What a model.
What are you doing when you get off tonight?
Yeah, dude, petty for your thoughts.
Wow, that was quite the intro. Hey, fellas, how are we doing?
We're happy to see you,
Trip
man.
Trip vote.
It's good to see you guys, too. Well, listen, fellas, it was a defense, not optional, punishable by death first half here in Ball Arena.
Oh, yikes.
It was a take care of business win in the end, and we talked to Michael Malone, as we typically do. And Malone, fellas, thought the difference in that third quarter was just defense. I thought our defense was non-existent in that first half, and that was really all that changed. You know, we started playing D in the third. We started turning defense into offense. That's how we have to play. That's my message to the guys. Do we want to be a good team, or do we want to be a great team? And we can be a good team with opportunistic defense. We'll become a great team when we can defend for four quarters. But he is happy with the way they defended in the third.
Awesome. Well, all right. There you go. That's all he. This is the thing about Malone, and this is where we joked about it, but when he said top five defense. And then do you remember Jokic? He had just gotten here. He kind of gave a salty first presser. Do you remember this on media day, his first scrum? And he was asked about it, and he's like, ha, 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 I'd like a lot of things or whatever. Honestly, Jokic is playing. Again, we always think he's joking. He's not. He was like, guys, we're not going to be top five. That's not even a goal of mine. We'll play good defense in one quarter, and we're going to get 58 wins.
I love it.
Honest to God, this is how
it's true.
That's why Malone's like, I'm pissed off. And Yoke's like, guys, we're going to play defense in the third, coach. Chill.
It's very true. Ultimately, it was another prophetic moment for Jokic, as we know. He'll probably suck for 20 games, he said of Jamal Murray. Here we are in the 20th game of the season. Jamal Murray gets his season high at home. Can't write this stuff. Jokic seems to write it into existence quite often. And yet, despite the big Jamal Murray effort, Malone said it was a good team win. He couldn't help but take the opportunity to compliment Jamal, but then quickly went in a bunch of different directions. Ish, DeAndre, Zeke. He really liked the way a lot of guys played tonight.
Yeah.
Is Jamal Murray all the way back, was a question posed. And Malone said, no, I think he's still got another level. I really do. I still don't think he's in optimal game shape. I think that is going to come. And when he gets there, that's going to allow him to impact the game on so many levels. But he said, I'm being demanding. I have expectations for an all-NBA type of player. And I think that's about the rebounding, the defense, and just bringing it every night. But he said, I'm happy for him. It's been a long journey for him, and it sure has. He really loved Ish Smith's minutes tonight. You guys might get
out of
this. Ish got defensive player of the game, Chain. He says, for a guy of his stature, he does a great job contesting shots. I really wanted to follow up and ask what he meant by stature.
I was going to say, does he comment on a man of your stature?
Yeah.
I was going to say, just say it. Just say the word.
Is he a tiny king, or are you in on him yet?
Dude, he's not tiny enough to be a tiny king.
He's pretty tiny.
He's a tiny king. Especially by NBA standards, he's a tiny king. We're just coming from a guy who was my height, so it does seem like a big step up. But no, I'm behind it, man. He was great tonight. And he said, for a guy of his stature, he does a great job of contesting shots. He does all the little things, all the right things. He's a guy you can trust out there. Really liked the way Zeke played. And, you know, AG came out of this game a little bit early with foul trouble. And then we got to the bench minutes, and then Zeke hit that three. And Malone thought, well, let's just roll with these guys. You know, he agrees with the concept that cumulative rest matters for guys like Jokic, Jamal, and, yes, even Aaron Gordon. And so being able to rest them, even if initially that was due to foul trouble, it really worked out. He really liked being able to get his guys a break. He called Bruce Brown Elmer's glue. He said he can start at one or at 1, 2, or 3. He could be a 4 off the bench. What hasn't Bruce done? Really, he's done everything possible that I've asked him to do, and he's done it at a high level. Michael Malone, a big, big fan of Bruce Brown.
He's got that horse in him.
That is so bad.
That's good. Come on, that's good. That's good.
By the way, Bruce Brown, did you guys know Bruce Brown is a junior? Bruce Brown Jr., if you look it up.
So are there any seniors on this team?
Yeah, they're not going to name a child just Bruce. You don't look at that baby and say Bruce.
That's a good one.
That's a good point. Also, DeAndre Jordan played today. You might have noticed that was a predetermined decision because Houston is a great offensive rebounding team, particularly off the bench. They eat the glass, as Malone was concerned about pregame. So he went with DeAndre Jordan, and Malone told Zeke before the game, look, we've been playing you, and just because we're going big tonight doesn't mean you're not going to play. So stay ready. That's what Zeke did. Zeke came in. Malone felt he played well, and he said that's what being a young pro is all about. And we heard from Jamal Murray, somewhat defensive Jamal Murray tonight. And he said,
Why is he defensive?
The only defense he played all day.
Yo,
on the media.
I don't know, man. I think this is just maybe one of his motivation mechanisms. I really do. I think he just can interpret a question as a doubt.
The weirdest Canadian.
You're right. It's not very convenient.
Has he ever gone out of his way to say thank you to you?
To me? No.
He's gone out of his way. He's the weirdest Canadian.
Jamal Murray on his season high. I just made some shots. I made the shots that I normally make instead of missing them. So he says, you know, like I can score, you know, I can score at a high level. Don't be so surprised, he said to us at some point.
Yeah. Your question's like, Jamal, you suck. So why are you making these shots now?
Jamal, I thought you played so well tonight. And you're like, you don't think I play well other nights? No, but so anyway, that was, he said, you know, he just made the shots, and it's been frustrating for him lately. You know, he referenced the Knicks game a couple times to just be missing the shots that he knows that he can make, that we know that he can make. He really hates missing makeable shots. And so that was been a source of frustration for him. He was asked a good question about COVID. I think it was tough on him this time around. He said he didn't do anything for 5 days. He was definitely symptomatic, still symptomatic initially upon the return. And then he quipped that probably played a role in him being so inefficient, you know, in some of those games. But he feels better. He feels like he's got his wind back underneath him now. He agreed with the notion that he's got another level to go, that he's not back. He couldn't quite pinpoint what it would look like when he is. But he talked a lot about just, you know, again, game shape, man. Just playing, getting his wind, you know, to him, getting his legs underneath him. And COVID was a real bump in the road in that, you know, in my opinion. It seemed clear tonight. So good bounce back for Jamal. He did mention a minutes restriction that he wants to be done with, but he doesn't know what the minutes restriction is. And I'm going to be honest. I don't either. I don't think there is one. Malone does these soft minutes restrictions fairly often where he – declares them and then they don't exist.
But it's like a soccer
technically
match.
Technically Jamal is under a minutes restriction.
No one quite knows the amount of minutes in a soccer match either.
That's right. And that's it. I missed Jokic, but I do see Harrison Wind, the wind in his hair on his way up.
Oh, we need to get our wind back.
That's right. I'll let you guys go, and I'll let you deal with the professional. But ultimately, a fun night here at Ball Arena.
It was a fun night, man. I agree. Good stuff, Vote, and great job on the camera angle microphone. Too. Everything about this tonight was just
you're slowly top bringing vote. Sexy back.
Oh, you are bringing God, sexy God. Back.
That's what I like to hear.
Chat loved it too.
As Ray in the comments pointed out, the wrist really is the ankle of the arm.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, let's do a couple more here before Wynn joins on. We've got Michael Porter Jr. Stonk Report.
Oh, my God, dude. No, why are we doing this? He's not even playing.
He's not even playing. You know what? I'm going here. I'm going here. You guys are going down. I'm going sideways. He stonk way up. And then he kind of was down for a bit when everybody else was out.
Yeah, why are we? He's not even playing. Why are we rating him? This is terrible.
He's gonna get healthy. And he's gonna be incredible.
Yeah, and then his stonk will go up.
I just want him to get healthy, really. And it's a new thing now. I don't like new injuries on a guy like that.
Yeah,
it's scary. His stock has to be down because we don't know.
Dude, I like a new injury better than the same injury over and over. You don't want the same.
That's
injury.
True. I'm glad it's the heel, not the back. That's true. With you. That would very be way true. Worse.
The heel. I don't even know where that came from. No one seems to know when it came.
Bones Highland.
Oh, what do you mean? You need to go up to the Highland.
He's been out. He's just been had a very fragmented season so far.
What are we doing here?
He's had
what
a very fragmented season.
Is this person playing?
What I'm saying is it's hard for me to go up when his season has been like,
but it's been up overall. I mean, Bones is to the moon, baby.
Where are you at? Where did you go?
I don't know how to rate that because, like, when he's playing, he's really good.
Yeah,
he's
that's
electric, and he's but he's not been playing lately.
Oh, this so is that terrible. Just, this game sucks.
Also, right now, what is actually wrong with him? Like, he's just sick.
I mean, I think he's coming back from sickness. He probably needs to get his lungs on. Yeah. He'll be back. I would bet money he's back on Wednesday. I would bet money he's back on.
Also, don't like that he just left in the middle of a game. You know
what do you mean?
When he stopped playing, it was like in the middle of a game, and he hasn't been back since.
He was sick, man.
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't been back since. It was like in the middle. He played in that game, and then they was just like, "Hey, you look like shit. Let's take him out. He's not coming back."
If you're mad at this answer, Adam, be mad at the question.
Let's bring in Harrison Wind. I'm sick of Stonk Report. I'm sick of it. Oh, hi there, Harrison.
Oh. What's up, guys?
how did it go at Ball Arena tonight?
It went great at Ball Arena tonight. Defense optional for most of the first half. defense required for the second half, and Nuggets got a nice take care of business win, I thought. A nice ho-hum double-digit win over the Rockets.
Were you there for Nikola Jokic's availability today after the game?
I was. I just got done talking to him, actually.
All right, let's hear from him. I'm curious what he had to say.
Well, he was asked about Jamal Murray, of course. You know, Nikola Jokic prophesied that Jamal was going to suck for his first 20 games. This was the 20th game for the Nuggets this season, and Jamal put up a season high. Nikola said, though, Jamal is going to suck a little more.
But, he did?
He was really good tonight. He was aggressive, and he loved how he played.
So he actually said he's going to be bad more?
Yeah, unfortunately, it seems like we do have some more bad Jamal Murray games coming.
This is like Groundhog Day, you know, where we're like waiting for Punxsutawney Phil to tell us if it's spring yet. And he's like, no, it's more winters on the way.
No, this is worse because we spent the whole first part of the show declaring he's a prophet.
Yeah, it's so true.
And now he's right, and he's to say that there's more pain to come.
He really said that, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah. So he's going to talk for a couple games, more, unfortunately. And then he was talking about just the two-man game with him and Jamal. And he said, like, throughout most of the game, he feels like, you know, they're trying to play team basketball. And he says they're playing a really good team basketball. But at the end of quarters, end of the second, end of the fourth, he says they're really going to that two-man game a lot. And he just said it's a process to get it back up to where it was a couple years ago. But he likes where it's at so far. Definitely had some nice moments in it.
All right. Okay.
And then he was asked about Alper and Şengün, baby Jokic. This was interesting, I thought. I've never heard Nikola Jokic say something like this. First off, he goes, I think he's really talented. But then he goes, I think they need to play through him a little bit more. Sometimes they look a little bit stagnant, and they need to play through him more.
Who the hell? What the hell? What the hell? I say this in the pregame. Adam's like, Jokic says it. Adam, what is your thoughts on this?
I didn't say,
But play the tape back, Kale.
All right. Interesting for him to give Coach Silas some pointers. Very interesting move.
Yeah.
Somebody Coach has Silas to tell him, though, that the pointers, Rockets though. Are trying to lose, not win.
Yeah, I think they know.
I think he gets told that too much. Point.
And then the final thing from Joker, I asked him about the kickballs. I asked him about the amount of kickballs that he's racking up this season. And he definitely, like, acknowledged that it's something he's doing a lot. And he said, I just do it to stop the momentum of the play after ATOs, just to get stops on defense. And he said, I love it. It's a good tactic to get stops on defense. He didn't say he's necessarily trying to do it more, but that it's just kind of happening this season. He said it makes defense easier. I guess I don't have to move as much.
Yoke's the best, man. The MFing best.
He's the best. I love that like the greatest basketball player in the world is also deeply self-deprecating.
And lazy.
And lazy as hell.
To be honest, I'm trying to move as little as possible. Like, honestly, barely move.
He's smart.
Of course he's
lazy,
smart.
But smart.
All righty. What else? Anything else from him?
That's all I got from him.
Anything else from anybody?
I did talk to Ish Smith for a bit in the locker room. I'll have an exclusive with him on thedmvr.com tomorrow.
Which
Ish Smith.
Which, by the way,
great teammate, great locker room guy, great vet.
Yeah, and by the way, if you ever see a Harrison Wynn piece show up in the timeline, you're like, well, I'm not going to click that because I can't read it. Click it. You can read them now. They're available. They're online.
That's right.
They're great.
Definitely.
All right. Get home safe there, Wynn. Thanks so much, buddy. Kale, cue that outro music. Let's hit King of the Game and let's hit some super chats here while let's listen to this beautiful outro song here. The DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game. It was a contentious one. Dev did not like the pick. We went with Jamal Murray. 31 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds. Dev, go ahead and make your case. He didn't like it.
I just feel like Jokic was incredible. He was the best player on the floor. He called this out and still outperformed him. But Jamal Murray had a good game.
He had a great game, but the point is that I wanted it to be Jokic's shoot. We were laughing downstairs. I was laughing. Adam didn't really take it to heart. Maybe he should. That we are also suffering from voter fatigue when it comes to Jokic. He should be king of the game every goddamn game, but we're like, we give boring. It to him too much. We can't vote for him again. We already just voted for him.
Jokic's just always great.
That's the point. Like, shouldn't the king of the game be representative of the best player? I thought Jokic was so good. Jamal Murray was great too. He's back. He's not back like Jokic is back though.
You thought it should be Jokic too?
Did we not watch the game? Did you listen to a word I said? Have you ever heard me? What is my name? And don't say D-Line.
I think this is insanity. All right, what do we have? We have some super chats here. Drunk Philosophy says, Yoke pulls a gotcha, gets 40 points in all-star game. What do you do?
What? What is happening here? I think this is out of order or something.
All right, what if he scored 40 in the All-Star game? It'd be awesome. I'd be super pumped. Drunk Philosophy says, Jamal hits different when he's popping from them threes.
I love it.
I mean, I agree. He had a shot going tonight. Honestly, Jamal, I've always said, is a better scorer than he is a shooter, but he's a very good shooter. Tonight, he was making his shots. Hopefully, that's a sign of things to come. Drunk Philosophy also says, that eye contact, Eric, okay, fine. Take my money, bro.
See, that's the one that I'm talking. That's the good one right there, man. Good one?
All right, there you go. And then the guy, Gordon Glasner, the first time in history, the Nuggets have the most road wins in the NBA. Now it's home time.
Nug hype!
I love man. Our guy, Gordon. Nobody it's possible like Gordon. He is Jamal Murray.
It's true. I haven't really put this together. You know? I can't imagine. We have not caught on in Canada, I've noticed.
Yeah, we haven't caught on. Serbia were very
Serbia
big.
Serbia liked us. Argentina liked us. Then they did not. There was a change. Yeah, Canada, was. Not our fan, except for Gordon. It is Jamal Murray. You're right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Gordon, thank you so much. We always appreciate you. It's people like you that keep us going.
It's literally also, just you.
It's literally just Gordon, actually. He keeps us going. The other thing is, it really is people who support us in whatever way that may be. Right now, the best way, other than becoming a diehard, is hopping on to DNVR Locker. You've got an hour and a half, a little bit less than an hour and a half, to take advantage of our biggest sale. If you were thinking about getting a shirt for yourself, go ahead and do it right now. Splurge a little bit. If you were thinking about getting some Christmas gifts for people that you love, who you know are Denver sports fans, hop on there. Get them that. The Takeover. Great deals going on for the Takeover. Oh, all these different things. Check it out. Exit through the gift shop on your way out today and hit the like button on the way out.
Let's go.
We'll see you.